the young Blue Jays shortstop, Bo Bichette. Bo, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Doing well. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Unbelievable start to your MLB career. Historic in many ways. Have you had a chance to sit down and just take it in all yet? Like, you know, you've been getting the headlines every night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing my best too, you know, but at the same time, I'm still here, you know, doing a job and trying to continue to start my career as best as I can. So, you know, I've sat down and talked to my dad a little bit about it, you know, because I think he can help me put what I'm doing into perspective. But, you know, for me, it's, you know, just continue to come out here and try to do more of the same.
So you've been making headlines since you came up to the big leagues, but especially a couple of nights ago when you were battling against Clayton Kershaw. You ended up taking him deep a couple of times, but he also got the best of you one of the times in the middle. What was it like to have the chance to go head-to-head with one of the top-level pitchers in the game?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've done that already. A couple of guys who, you know, get some Cy Young votes, but I think the difference with Kershaw is that, you know, for me, I think it would be him and Verlander as the two best pitchers of my life, you know, that I've seen growing up, and you know, the things that he's accomplished has been incredible. So to go up against a legend, you know, not just one of the best in the game right now, but, you know, a legend, someone who's going to go down as one of the best ever, that was really cool, and to succeed was just kind of icing on the cake.
Your reaction on that strikeout was awesome, too. It kind of reminds people that, hey, you're new to the big leagues as well. What did you see from that pitch? Because it looked filthy on TV.
Yeah, it's nasty. It just, you know, pretty much just comes out like a fastball. And because his release point is so high, it comes out over your head. And then it just kind of drops in the zone. So, yeah, it was nasty. You know, the thing about, you know, being in the big leagues is you're facing guys you've never faced before. In the minor leagues, you go to different levels, but you go to different levels facing other guys who are also going up at the same time as you. So, you know, you're facing a guy you've seen before. The big leagues, everybody's new. I mean, I don't think I faced one guy I faced in the minor leagues. So, you know, every pitch is going to look a little bit nastier, and that one definitely got me.
Yeah, and pitchers are trying to adjust to you as well. And how do you stay ahead of the curve and keep getting those hits, though?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really stay ahead of the curve. Every at-bat, you know, pitchers are going to try to make an adjustment, and pretty much you just try and make the adjustment as quick as you can, and hopefully you make adjustments quicker than they do. So, you know, you can't really get ahead of the adjustment because, you can't see into the future and know what they're trying to do. But when you see the adjustment they make, it's just about making the adjustment quicker than they do.
It's Reach Deep here on Sportsnet 650. We're talking to Blue Jays shortstop Bo Bichette. Bo, another thing that stood out, again, and we're harping on it because it was so entertaining to watch, but when you were going up against Kershaw and you went back to the dugout after getting struck out, and the look on your face, I mean, obviously you always want to get a hit, but you also, you had that sense of, wow, that was an incredibly filthy pitch, and it looked like you were having fun. And I think part of that is there are so many good young players on the Blue Jays right now, and a lot of them you played with while you were working your way up in the minor league system. How much fun is it right now to be a part of that young core and to be all be having success now at the major league level?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, especially to be out here competing as a team has been in the World Series 2 years in a row. With the, you know, the kind of star power they have, and it's just fun to come out here and compete against the best in the world. I mean, that's what we, you know, dream about, you know, growing up, is to come in here and go to Dodger Stadium when the Dodgers are good and go out here and battle. And, you know, unfortunately we lost the last couple of games, but I think, you know, we battled really well last night, and hopefully we can get a win today.
You mentioned your dad, Dante Bichette, a little bit earlier. How influential was your dad in terms of learning the game and being the player you are today?
Yeah, I mean, everything, him and my mom, my dad, you know, on the field, obviously, but, you know, he helped me with everything, man. I think that the kind of attitude I have and personality I have, I would have figured this game out at some point, but I definitely wouldn't have figured it out as early as I have without him. So he's been huge for me and huge for my ability to make adjustments and understand what people are trying to do to me and understand this lifestyle, too.
It's a pretty unique circumstance. You know, there's only a few players that can say that their dad was in the major leagues as well. But here, I got to ask you this question. Was he your favorite baseball player? Did you have another? Was there another player that you looked up to, you know, that you wanted to model your game off after?
Yeah, no, he wasn't. I was 3 when he retired.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember much of his career, but he played with Nomar late in his career. And so when I was growing up, Nomar was still in the game, and that was kind of my guy that I would watch and I looked up to.
It's interesting that you bring up Nomar, because I think, you know, certainly when I'm watching you play, and I think when a lot of other people watch you play, that's one of the comparables that comes to mind. There's been so much emphasis recently in hitting home runs, and strikeouts are up and walks are up. You do have that home run power, but you're also a bit of a throwback. You know, you're a line drive hitter. You use all parts of the field. You make a lot of contact. Is that kind of old school hitting style something that you've really consciously tried to develop and keep in your game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'd call it old school, because I never knew what old school was. So, you know, just for me, I know it's important to try and put the ball in play. I know it's important to try and be able to make adjustments mid at bat, be able to hit different pitches if you need to. And just to have a good approach overall. So for me, that's really important, is to go up there and never be an easy out. And I have the power, so the homers are calm. I know that. But for me, it's about, you know, getting on base, getting hits. That's first for me.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Toronto Blue Jays shortstop Bo Bichette. Bo, the last few weeks have been probably a little crazy. Are you getting recognized on the street in Toronto? Stopped on the street a little bit more often these days?
I was only there for a little 11 days at all times. I was stopped a few times. It's kind of interesting. I think it's more my hair, because a couple of times I wore a hoodie walking down the street and nobody even batted an eye. So, I think if I can just cover up the hair, I won't have much to worry about.
The hair is very recognizable. So, yeah, that might be step one if it ever gets too much for you. You came up to the team at a really interesting time. You know, it was kind of a crossroads where they shipped a lot of the veterans out, and you were kind of the final young player to come up after Vladdy and Cavan had already joined the team. With so much youth there in the clubhouse, you've played well in spurts. You've also lost a few games. What's the atmosphere like on a day-to-day basis in that locker room?
I think excitement. I think every single day I've come in the clubhouse, it's been a good environment, you know, one that you want to be around, one that you want to play with your teammates, want to play hard for your teammates. That's all you can ask for. We've got a long way to go, but I think at the same time, we've showed everybody what we're capable of. And when we have those type of games, it makes us really excited for the future. It makes us want to work harder. Also, you know, when we got beat up a little bit a couple of nights ago here, you know, it made us want to get better too, because, you know, these are the type of teams we want to beat. So it's really fun, really, really fun. And we've got more guys coming, you know, through the minors, and we're excited for everybody to get here.
Yeah, we saw some of that resiliency last night as well, tying the game late with Rowdy Tellez's home run. But you talk about guys that are coming up, Triple A right now, you know, you're starting to see some really good pitching performances. Beyond that, though, from what I understand, Alek Manoah as well, he's born in Florida, just like you. You're a Tampa guy. He's a Miami-Dade guy. You guys are the same age. Do you guys play? Do you know him? Do you know him well?
I don't know him well. Yep. I do know him, though. We played in an All-American game together in high school, the Under Armour All-American at Wrigley Field. So, we didn't have much interaction there, but we were teammates there, and so that's how I know him.
Do you still keep tabs on kind of what's going on with your former teammates down in Buffalo? I mean, as Randeep just said, TJ Zoik threw the no-hitter, then Nate Pearson has that awesome debut. Are you paying attention to the young guys that are on their way up, coming up after you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not just Buffalo. I was drafted only 3 years ago, so I have a ton of friends all up and down the organization. So pretty much every night I'll be looking at, you know, box scores from Vancouver to Lansing to Dunedin. I mean, everything. Not just because they're going to help us in the future, but because, you know, they're my friends and I check in on them. But, yeah, I'm always checking in on everybody, seeing how everybody's doing.
Well, there's a big weekend coming up in Seattle. You got to take care of business in L.A. first, but, a couple of days from now, There's a lot of expectations here in the Pacific Northwest as well. There's a big fan following here. What have you heard about Seattle and the Blue Jays fans that come out? And you're looking forward to it?
Oh man, I'm pumped. I've heard it's crazy. I've heard it could even be better than the Rogers Center at times. So I'm excited to see. Excited to go out there and try to put on a show for everybody that comes out and watches. Man, it'll be an exciting time.
Well, thanks very much for joining us today, Bo. I know you got a game in a few hours as well, so thanks for spending some time with us, and we look forward to seeing you in Seattle.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Sportsnet 650.